I saw another sign in heaven. Now this goes back to the sign in the 12th chapter. Great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now here it is said that they have them. Later on they receive bowls of wrath. And this is going to complete the wrath of God for that time. This won't be the wrath of God visited on the wicked in hellfire. It will be the judgments of God in the earth. And when we, now I was thinking of conditions that will prevail. This is getting a little ahead of the story. But in the 10th verse of the next chapter we read, they gnawed their tongues for pain. This word means anguish or great trouble, toil. You've heard of people biting their tongues for pain. Well, they will gnaw their tongues. And then you remember those in the 9th chapter that seek death. Now, it's hard for us to imagine that condition, isn't it? Just when people will actually want to die in a wholesale fashion, and it will be so fierce that they will literally gnaw their tongues for anguish. You've heard of people literally pulling their hair out. I have. I never saw it. I've read about it. I've heard about it. I saw a sea of glass. We read about this back in the 4th chapter. Mingled with fire, probably speaking of the tribulation that they will come through. And notice who these are now. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Now these we believe to will be martyrs, or they wouldn't be in heaven at this time. They will be literally in the great tribulation. But they will get the victory over the beast like they got it over Satan. They'll stand fast. Their song is different. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. I told you earlier that Moses had three songs that are ascribed to him. The 15th chapter of Exodus, he and the children of Israel sing it. Remember, Miriam led the women with a tambourine. Great band leader. In the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy and the 90th Psalm. And they sing the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Somebody turn quickly to Jeremiah 10:7, if you will. Most authorities believe that this should be translated King of Nations, as the or the ages. Some translated King of Ages. Will somebody read Jeremiah 10:7? Notice thou King of Nations. Now to me this settles it that it should be. Now it is translated by different authorities three ways. King of the Ages, the marginal says here, King of Nations, and King of Saints. Could easily be a quotation from Jeremiah. Notice it goes on to say, just as back there, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify the name, for thou only art holy. This word translated holy means, it means holy, it means pure, and it means holy or pious. And it isn't the word hagios, it's a different word, but it is ascribed as a quality that belongs to God only, and nobody has it unless he obtained it from God. All nations shall come and worship before thee. That's what the beast wanted and the devil. For thy judgments, thy righteous acts, the marginal says correctly, are made manifest. They're agreeing with God. Then another scene. After that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple. Notice where they come from the very presence of God. Having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen. This is saints. Angels are not clothed in white linen. Having their breasts girded with a golden girdle. One of the four beasts, also saints, gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials. In our day, we would say bowls. Language changes from time to time. There are certain things in the Bible. We don't use that kind of terminology. In the gospel records, it is said, Jesus said to the disciples, go into the city over against you. Well, we don't use that kind of language anymore, do we? It means near you. In the book of Ezekiel, it says, why gaddest thou about? Well, we don't use that much anymore, do we? There are many terms in the Bible that we don't use much anymore. How often do you hear anybody use the word vile in this sense? Not V-I-L-E, you may use that more, but this sense, you don't. You just don't have a vessel in your house that you call a vial, do you? But you have a bowl. Well, that's what it means. Bowls full of the wrath of God. They're going to pour them out. Now, you know, of course, that this is in vision only. They are not going to be given certain bowls. You can't put wrath in a bowl. And notice this, no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Did you ever get to a place too late and find the door closed? I drove furiously to get to a town before a store closed, and when I got there, I found that it was closed all day on Saturday. I was miles, probably 60 miles away. I was too late. Well, during this time, there won't be any point in asking for mercy for the earth. No man can enter the temple. It will be a time, these seven plagues are going to be seven pure judgments.